and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. We all just took the old ones anyway. We took a trip in the DeLorean.
Back to ABBA. Remember they offered them $1 billion to go back on tour one more time.
And they said no?
And they said no.
They said no.
Yeah, Robert Plant was offered, I believe, $650 million to do the Led Zeppelin tour thing, and I think he turned it down once and then thought about it, something like that.
Well, I think they actually have come back now, and they're doing a tour, but they're doing it through avatars. So they've actually been in the studio recording in those body suits with, like, the little balls all over them where they're filming them, right? And I guess they're going to do something, but they're
digitally reanimate them or something.
They're not going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be like a hologram.
I don't know. So they still get the $1 billion, but they just need to go anywhere.
But I mean, I feel cheated. If I paid like good money for that, I would feel cheated.
You know, though, I saw them.
It's like the holograms?
No, them shooting the hologram, and it's not the same.
It's not. Mm-hmm.
See, that's what
I looked at the girls, and I was like,
good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel, James, and a whole bunch of other people in the studio here. Yeah. It's November 9th, 2022.
It is. And the day after.
The day after.
We're not going there, James.
Yeah. The day after. It's going to be fun.
You can't ignore it 100%. That was my little nod to the world. Now we can go on.
Yeah. Well, now the fun starts. It's still somewhat winter.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was expecting a heat wave by now.
Yeah, but it's hanging on.
It's hanging on. We're in the 50s. That's good.
Brad didn't know about that. You got trapped up north, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at a conference up in McLeod and then got snowed in.
It's like 4 or 5 inches.
It was really amazing time, actually.
My wife and I
walked into the McLeod Hotel, like, looking for a safe haven, and was shocked to find a really beautiful, like, Victorian-esque, old-school hotel with the fire roaring. And it was
great. Yeah.
Was it a Hallmark moment?
So for those who are listening and don't recognize the voices, Nigel, James.
Hello, hello.
And we have Jason and Garrett and Brandon from the Reading Buzz team.
And we have a Buzz member over here. Unfortunately, we're one mic short.
We're two mics short.
And it's a birthday today, too.
It is his birthday. I told him I was going to sing him happy birthday on the radio, but he got upset.
He doesn't want no publicity.
ABBA will sing him happy birthday.
Oh, no, I'm going to do my best Marilyn.
Oh, my God. But that's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Can you do that at 7:05?
Oh, 7:05.
Okay. So we have our good friends with from Reading Buzz with us, and you guys have been busy.
Yeah,
busy like a
buzz.
You were buzzing around.
Buzzing around.
One of the hot tickets for the last couple. Well, one of the hottest conversations for the last 4 or 5 years has been the new Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you got a sneak peek in there today.
A little sneak peek.
Oh, you did today?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. I did a walkabout, you know.
Yeah. So was that a good workout?
Oh, it was a good one, wasn't it, Garrett?
Oh, it was awesome.
It's big enough like the Outback, so it probably was a walkabout.
It was a walkabout because it's like extra 30,000 feet?
It's an extra 30,000 square feet.
Yeah, square feet, yeah.
But it was so big, we were having bad Wi-Fi reception.
Yeah.
So if you see the live, you're going to see a spot where we're like, we got to get back to the front where all the machinery is, where the Wi-Fi
the gas station looks huge.
30 pumps. 30. And they'll have diesel.
Pumps.
That was
and
a big
diesel.
Thing they were fighting for, to get diesel pumps. So there'll be 30 pumps.
Well, I mean, they'll have pumps, but they won't have any diesel fuel to put in.
Probably not. The illusion of diesel will be there.
Someday.
We'll get diesel.
Maybe it'll be Avatar. Yeah.
What else did they say?
Avatar. Avatar. Diesel.
Ooh. Avatar.
So an extra 30,000 feet. See, normally spoken, you know, when you scale up, you may scale up like
I was trying to process 30,000 square feet because that's just about 2,000 square feet smaller than my home. So I was trying to kind of figure out how. Like, what did that feel like?
We're all moving in.
But it's a huge difference. Like it makes you feel like it's three times the size of the current Costco that we have. Walk-in dairy cooler. Another thing they really wanted to do was being able to have supply, not having to worry, you know, to rely on some of the warehouses, because we saw, you know, during COVID and stuff, and even now we're still finding some supply chain issue, and they're like, we want to be able to have at least a couple of days just so we're not sitting there going, oh, the trucks, we're waiting on the truck to come up from Sacramento or come down from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was it's a really neat warehouse. It's the first pre-COVID warehouse built, I believe. Post-COVID? I know in Northern California, but I believe it might be even California.
California.
Wow. You mean post-COVID?
Yeah,
post-COVID. Not pre-COVID. No. Not doing that again.
And so,
don't do that again.
So in their mind, they were building with that in mind somewhat?
Yes. Huh. That was part of the design process. They were like, we
so
want to
So what
be
you're
able
saying is when the supply chain stuff comes to an end, we can go to Costco
for 2 days.
well, you should. So.
2 days longer than most other
places. I know.
That's it.
I'll take it.
While supply
gives you better chances.
Yeah. But, no, it's really
yeah,
neat.
Yeah, it's going to be big. I mean, it's so big that when you walk in there, you feel like you're in a football stadium.
So let me ask, when you went in, are there only racks up with products?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I would say they're probably 65% stocked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing they really don't have are perishables right now.
Mm.
But what was neat is when we were talking to the general manager, we're like, oh, so you guys should close the old building and then just like transfer everything over. It's like, no, everything that's going into this will be brand new. That will go back and get sorted, and we'll either go to our discount distributor or we'll go to charitable like donations that they do. But no, everything in this Costco is brand spanking new. Mm. And a lot of items we have never seen yet.
The number one question I have is, what does the food court look like?
So,
the food court is amazing. That's the first place I checked out. I walked up there and I'm like, yeah, this is my game right here.
But they'll have 18 tables.
18?
Oh. So it's
a lot better.
It's going to be a lot bigger. And
see, I can't go into Costco because of those pallets of croissants that they have.
Well, than bakery.
That's right. You have the week. Hey, that's right.
It's my week.
You have a weakness towards.
That's also a new thing. Some departments were actually having to share areas, like the bakery and like where they do the roast chicken. They were sharing ovens, and so it was so hard because you would have to clean them because of regulation. You know, mm-hmm. order bread. Now
you don't want
it,
your croissant
and your chicken. But now, you know, they have their own departments, and they're like, well, we only had 4 ovens, now we have 10 ovens.
Excuse me, sir, where can I find the croissants? That would be in the croissant department.
Okay, so Reading Buzz got, like, an exclusive sneak peek?
Yeah, even before the news, I mean, the media, right? I mean, that was, like, it was awesome. We walked in there, and it's like, so, I mean, tomorrow, I believe, several other media will be there tomorrow, but today
tomorrow.
We just, but that's tomorrow, but we got it first on Buzz.
How's your live stream performing?
That did all right. I mean, there it was choppy off and on, back and forth.
But you got some good views on Facebook.
Yeah, like how many, Gert, did you
say? So we had 290 people watching live, but the post right now has reached about, I think, like 8,000, 9,000, and we're getting
it's gone.
Like 80 comments, you know, it's got like 42 shares or something like that. Like
it's gone.
We've seen a big uptick.
What we call in marketing country is it has legs.
It's got legs.
It has legs,
running.
Baby.
It's got legs and it's running.
So we need to reinvent the term for you because it's running buzz. So it's got wings, right?
It's buzzing.
it's doing good.
We call that a
Reading buzz. It has wings.
Ooh, yeah.
So we're doing something else with Reading Buzz next Tuesday.
Yeah.
First time?
First time.
This is the first time.
First time.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
So you're listening.
This is it, Bren, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing
the ice
cream
the good news is, again, it's food related.
Yes, of course.
This is a food show.
If you like ice cream.
Say it loud and proud, Brendan. Yeah. Loud and proud.
We're going to be doing the ice cream social next Tuesday at
6 o'clock.
At Enjoy the Store.
At Enjoy the Store.
At where, James?
I'm like, what?
And you know what? There's a story behind. We're going to go live with this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story behind finding the right scoop.
Right?
Yeah. There's a story behind that.
I'm still searching.
So I thought you had a scoop.
I got 5 of them, but I don't like any of them.
He's picky.
So we're going to have the first Reading Buzz Ice Cream Social.
That's right.
So because you've made a lot of friends, a lot of connections online, and this will be an opportunity for the Reading
community.
Buzzers.
Yeah. The Buzzers. Ooh.
The Buzzers.
Ooh.
Reading Buzzers.
Oh, I like it.
Coin it.
Buzzers. To come and talk to you guys. Meet you guys in person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come down to Enjoy the Store and everybody meet the team. Everybody's going to be there.
1261 Market.
Jason will be doing photos and autographs.
And autographs. And Garrett will be wearing his cowboy hat from Texas.
Oh, wow. And one of you will have a scoop in your hand and be helping to scoop ice.
That'll be Brandon.
No,
I'm not going to do that to Brandon.
Throw Brandon
in there. I practiced scoop today in an edible bowl with an edible spoon for Nigel.
Okay.
And what did I say? I almost broke my forearm trying to get the ice cream to go. So I'm going to have to, I'm working with the freezer right now trying to dial it in so that it's firm but scoopable.
Yeah. Firm but
scoopable. Okay, listen, we're having too much fun here. This is great. We're at the end of the first break. Okay.
Oh.
And when we come back, we have a very special guest.
Yeah.
Stephanie, we'll see you in a minute.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good evening, Northern California. We're getting our groove on here. Nigel and James and Reading Buzz.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's my jam.
Right? Wednesday, November 9th. There's a party going on in here.
That music and makes it all worthwhile.
Right?
That's yep.
Right. And just for those listening at 6:30 or so, we have Jessica Silva, my friend Jessica, calling in from Humboldt. We're going to be doing the Taste of Humboldt next year, so this would be a good prelude to that. But right now, we have a very special guest in the studio. First time and ever on the radio.
She's brave to be here with us.
She's brave. brave. You know? Stephanie.
Yes. Stephanie Croce from...
Croce,
yeah. Uh-huh. Everyone pronounces it different. From Shasta Cruising, Shasta Halloween, and Shasta Christmas.
Ta-da!
Ta-da.
Right. So I'm going to say Shasta Halloween just came and went, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now we're getting into Shasta
Christmas.
Christmas,
yeah.
So you run a number of Facebook pages... Is it just Facebook or Facebook, Instagram?
Just Facebook.
Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Groups. Yeah, so it's more interactive. Like, I know Reading Buzz is a page. We're more group, so we have, like, more content where the people can upload and comment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different.
So it's a much more participation.
Yeah.
You know, project.
Yeah. Because our whole goal is to get people aware of things going on in the community.
Yeah.
So we try to promote everything and anything we can to help promote all of the events going on locally in the community.
And you started this during COVID?
Yeah. So we started when COVID hit, we started Shasta Cruising because of Cool April Nights not being able to do what they did. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of wanted to keep the car community together, mm-hmm. plan events. You know, we did cruises through neighborhoods when it was like we didn't really know what COVID was. So, like, so it was safer.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. And then once everything started opening up, we would go to businesses and organizations and go, we're going to go to this restaurant today and we're going to go support them because they mm-hmm. haven't had business in a while.
I have a hard time with the word cruise because what comes to my mind is back in the day
yeah.
when we were young here. We used to cruise. We used to cruise Maine, Market
right
Street
here.
And go around the mall,
yeah.
you know, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And then
you have to be very careful in the usage of that because you cannot promote that kind of.
What a shame. You should be able to drive around yeah. in cars as much as you want.
See, when I think of Shasta Cruising, when I think of cruise, I think of a cruise liner. So there's a disconnect. I think
oh, cruise? Yeah, I guess that too. Yeah. But I know because I'm not nowhere near the ocean, I don't think of boats. I think of...
So your group took off, right?
Yes.
And then exploded.
Yeah.
Define exploded. So how many people you got?
Over 5,000 in three years we've been doing it. Yeah. Each group has about 5,000, 6,000 members, and it just keeps growing. Every time we have an event and we promote, we just grow and grow and grow and grow.
Great. So now you have Shasta Halloween.
Yes, and that's the most successful group because I think everyone loves Halloween.
Yeah.
But that's the most events we get giving back to the community. I freaking love Halloween too. So that's my baby.
Uh-huh.
We did the Shasta.
Free chocolate.
All the time.
Just candy, but how you could be somebody else for one night, yeah. which is awesome.
So I think we had 64 events happening in the month of October for Shasta Halloween. It was a lot. And then we host Shasta Boo Cruise, which is, we had 35 houses that you go around the two Saturdays.
Boo Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Everything's cruise related.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go around and the 35 of the best houses.
So it's like Christmas lights.
Yes.
You're doing. And let me tell you, in my neighborhood alone, there are people that go off on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're on the map.
You can't even see their house. It's literally.
The whole thing.
You drive by and you're like, my God, where do they store all that stuff?
Storage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have Christmas lights and sights happening. Same thing, but Christmas mm-hmm. Christmas related. We call it Christmas lights and sights because we also like to incorporate organizations and businesses that like do hot cocoa and cookies. So you mm-hmm. go to, I can't say their names yet because they haven't confirmed, but you go to a really well-established restaurant and they'll give the kids hot cocoa and cookies and you go on your tour. Or their mm-hmm. one night will be brownies or mini cupcakes or like they haven't.
Are they going to do multiple nights every night for a certain period of time that you're guessing at this point?
Yeah, so Christmas is a lot easier. Halloween, we have to, there's a big production because there's fog machines, there's a lot of stuff we don't do every night. So mm-hmm. there was two nights we did Boo Cruise. Christmas, you turn on the lights and they're on. There's nothing to it. So like different businesses and restaurants are signing up. We usually just do it Friday and Saturday because that's the busy mm-hmm. nights.
Well, where I would love to sign up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think our business will sign up.
Okay, and then they just stop by and you pick what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then.
This year we're going to have snow.
Oh, I freaking hope so.
Yeah. We actually have our machine. It actually came.
Oh,
okay. So that's cool. So you're obviously very, very active.
Oh, you meant snow.
So you're very active in the community.
Yes.
And that's how you came across Mr. Buzz himself. Because
mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if anybody is as active.
I don't think so.
As Jason and his crew.
The whole team is going crazy.
Thanks for coffee.
Yeah.
So how did you guys know each other?
Oh, that's interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Take it away, Steph. Back to you.
No, he just picked up on it. I think that he knows, he sees how I am community driven. I'm not doing it for me. I'm not doing it for a business. I'm not doing it to promote anything.
But it's okay. You love those holidays. So.
Oh, passionately.
Down deep
it
is for you in a way.
Yes.
But
it warms my soul. But it's not, it's for nothing else but to.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I mean, you've got to have a little bit of that in there.
Well, I wouldn't do it if it.
Passion.
I wouldn't do it if it didn't bring
float
me
your
to
boat.
It. Yeah, float my boat. Yeah.
Cruise your car.
Yeah. And then I meet amazing people. I mean, just the car club community itself, there's amazing people in this community that just mm-hmm. love to show off their cars. So.
Well, Joy has always been a big supporter of Cool April Nights. Mm-hmm. We have done, I think, we've done a total of six drive-ins with our Enjoy Movies in the Park. And so that's always been one of my favorite things, is being able to set up on the convention center lawn and broadcast with our FM transmitter into their, you know, their front seats, and have people, you know, hanging out in their cars watching, you know, American Graffiti or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So how many Facebook groups do you run now?
Three.
Three?
Yes.
And you're sticking at three, or just going to add three more?
Well, I also have a full-time job. and my partner, we started this, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. We actually met in a group feed for some, you know, rebellious crews, because Cool April Nights stopped, and they did, like, remember that first year they did that huge cruise around town?
Yeah.
We just met in a chat, and we started
chatting. Well, it was hit by transition of ownership, and then also then COVID. It had some beat up.
But we were like, no, we could do this. And the community got together and just said, F it. Can I say F it? I don't know.
Yeah, there was,
there's a 7-second delay there.
Okay. So. Yeah.
But we try not to use, only James uses the 7-second delay.
But we literally met in a chat, and we're like, no, like, let's put something legitimate together and get it on the right track, like running the streets, like, crazy people is not going to work. Like, let's organize it and make it a something.
Yeah.
So, just like Jason, have you learned anything about our community by starting these groups and how fast they've exploded?
This community is wonderful. Like, everyone, if anyone needs something, someone will always be there. Mm-hmm. That's the most beautiful part. Like, I don't think I would still be doing this 3 years later if I didn't get back what I was giving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most.
So 3 years later, are your group still growing?
Oh, hugely. Yeah. Every event, so Halloween pass, I get a boost. So
people can find you on Facebook.
Yes.
The Facebook groups. Are they open groups? Or
No. Yeah, it's all open. Nope.
Shasta Christmas, Shasta Halloween.
And Shasta Cruise.
Right? Shasta Cruise.
Yep.
That's it.
Very good.
My brain's exploding.
So how did you guys...
The things that I've come
up
with.
Yeah, no more...
Can you remember
the first event?
Didn't we... was it at the airport, or was it at Cicada that we met and we started talking about promoting
I think it was the airport.
Was it
so
the airport?
Back when Benton was doing their thing. And I think we just ran into each other, and I was like, hey, you...
And I was like, wanting to promote anything that's community-driven.
Yeah.
And you're in it.
And we kept bumping into each other, and I'm like...
Well,
so one of the things I like about this community, when you get the right people together, where there's no competition. So I love the fact that, you know, Reading Buzz is community driven, promotes community, but yet promotes you because you're community driven and you promote each other, which is the way it should be. So are you originally from here?
No, my husband is. So I moved up here. I work for PG&E. I'm a proud member of IBEW 1245. So I do work full time, but I transferred back up here to work for the hydro powerhouses up here.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Very good. So what else we got?
Join your pages.
Yes, please listening. Join my pages.
Join your pages.
Join the pages.
If there's a business in town, and they want to participate in Shasta Christmas, right? They contact you.
Yep. And I'm all over the group, so it's hard not to find me on any of the groups. Yeah.
And so what do they need to do to participate?
Really just come up with your own concept. Like, some people did cheese and cracker cups. I mean, there's so many different things you can do for the cruise. I mean, as long as it's family-friendly and it won't spill in a car.
Imagine you get a bunch of them and people are just driving from one place to the other.
Well, I'm only going
to get to eat dinner through the night.
I'm only going to promote one business a night.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could say the names, but they're not in salt.
No, I totally get it now. Because I was like every night for a short period of time. It's like, boy, when you're done, the smorgasbord, you're like,
cool. Yeah. No, one night will be cocoa and cookies at a specific location. Everyone goes there, goes on the cruise.
Soon you're going to slip.
Yeah. I'm trying not to.
So if you're a business, and if this is done correctly, then on their given night, all of a sudden 1,000 people may show up.
Yes, and then a lot of the restaurants give in dine discounts, so you sit there and eat, but then they have the to-go snacks, whatever it may be. So, yeah, it's like a 15, 20% discount to eat, and then you get a little snacky poo to go.
Excellent.
Yep. Love it.
Well, thank you, snacky poo.
I'm into snacky poos.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you,
I know, I'm banned. I'm kind of banned from Facebook, so I don't even know it exists. Oh. Kind of, kind of thing.
Those of us that are still seen and graced in the community and the world have our account.
So, Shasta Halloween, Shasta
Christmas.
Cruise, and now it's Shasta Christmas. Shasta Christmas Facebook group. Go say hi. Talk to Stephanie.
Yes.
Grow your business.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephanie.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Just turn this into a groove show. Good evening, Northern California. It's hard to interrupt this song.
Master in the control booth.
Yeah. You could be a DJ, dude. Get people going. Yeah. Anyway, good evening, Northern California. Nigel and James and the Reading Buzz crew. And speaking of food, I believe, Jessica, are you on the line?
Oh, did they call you?
I'm here.
Oh, hello.
Good evening, Jessica. So, one of the projects that that James and I are doing, that I'm doing, is California Venture District, where we're trying to elevate our various counties and especially the relationship between Shasta and Humboldt, which is organically very active. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going over to Humboldt County for about 3 years ago, 3 years now. And I would say about, 6-7 months ago, we came up with the idea of a Taste of Humboldt, and we had our first little meeting, and that's where I met Jessica. Now, talking about Facebook groups, Jessica runs the Humboldt Foodie Group.
Yeah.
And Jessica, you have how many members now?
We're at over 18,000 now.
Wow. 18,000 people in the Humboldt Foodie Group. Now, first I didn't know why, but now that I've been over there a number of times, and Jessica and my good friend Ken Hammack, they've been touring, we've been cruising.
There you go.
The Humboldt Cruise. We've been cruising various restaurants. And now I can see why it's such an active foodie community. Because the
Humboldt's
food,
very active county in general.
Yes.
I mean, in so many different areas of production and food. Yeah. And
so, Jessica, you're one of the food connoisseur experts over there. Why don't you give, give our listeners a little insight into why Humboldt?
Oh, man, what a great question. I mean, for me, Humboldt is just beautiful. Humboldt has really turned into home for me. I'm a transplant. I've only been here for going on 9 years. But it's so lovely here, and we have, I think, honestly, COVID has taught us that if you're going to go through the apocalypse, then Humboldt is the place to be. We have all of our food that is grown locally. We've got a lot of great drink makers here. There's cannabis here. We really have everything that we needed without, you know, really falling victim to the supply chain issues that we dealt with the past couple of years. So, but even before that, like, I just knew that this place was amazing, and the food here is just so fresh. It's so different than what I'm used to in Southern California with all the chains. Everything here is mom and pop and just super elevated and fresh and delicious.
So, one
that's
of the
a great description, because that's exactly.
Well, if, you know, it is true. If you had to go through the apocalypse, Humboldt would actually be a very good place to do it. I got to admit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right? Because the other cool thing about Humboldt, I got to admit, is they have so many little microclimates.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, right?
Sure.
I mean, you can be in the rain and the cold on a semi-regular basis, or you can scoot up into the mountains and fry your butt off, right?
Totally. Well, the nice thing is that it's temperate here all year long, so we get different seasonal, like, veggies that you wouldn't normally get anywhere up and down in the breadbasket of California when you're more, like, inland. So being coastal, being temperate, we have a really unique food microclimate here, and I'm really very spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why we're bringing you on is because Taste of Humboldt, where we are actually organizing a Taste of Humboldt event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next year, right? And so we're foaming the runway now. our good friends at Reading Buzz have a huge audience. You have a huge audience. So I think this is going to be great. But we're going to be doing a week long event. Food event, so everybody's going to be happy. Everybody here is rubbing their belly. Like,
we like food.
Can we just get this thing going now? Right?
Going.
So we've penciled out August 8th through August 12th. Someone's sleeping. Someone's sleeping in the studio.
How dare he?
How dare you?
We've penciled
it's on his birthday.
I know.
We've penciled out August 8th through the 12th. And Monday through Saturday, and so we're going to be hitting all of Humboldt County, right? Garberville, Ferndale,
yep.
Willow Creek, did we say Trinidad?
No.
Trinidad, Eureka, and Arcata. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we're
in the
still
Pacific Ocean,
right? And we're in conversations regarding the whole Oyster Fest thing.
Yeah,
so
now we're talking.
So that should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Now you've taken us on a tour to some of these restaurants, and I'm still full. The Sushi Blue is I'm still thinking about
I'm
that.
I'm so jealous.
Right now,
food.
So Jason, our Jason from Reading Buzz, he's actually from Humboldt, right?
I was born in Humboldt. Yeah, Humboldt baby, right here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the year, though.
1868.
Not from you, Garrett.
Did they have calendars back then?
No,
California
really.
Wasn't a state.
They had rocks and
it didn't have an ocean then. It was part of Pangea.
The Pangea moment.
So that was the first apocalypse.
Yeah.
That
was
the first one, yeah.
Okay, so where are you from in Humboldt?
McKinleyville.
Yeah. McKinleyville, there you go.
Yeah.
So, and I see you going over there semi-regularly. And Jessica, it's because of Jason that I had to partake of the Lighthouse Grill.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that mashed potato cone.
Yeah, did you try the potato cone?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
the gravy in it. And you guys, I'm serious. I'm hungry.
Yep.
I'm
sure it's much better than the cozy cone at Disneyland where they put the mac and cheese and gravy in the edible cone from, what is it, that?
Yeah, but it
cars, also, cars.
And it costs like $103.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
No, that's not.
McKinleyville is a great little town. We actually get one of our products for Enjoy the Store there, and that is Johnstein Tree Farm.
Oh.
Well, they have world-renowned growing, what do you call it? They make they grow seedlings for restoration, for forestry, and all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And then they have all these really beautiful seed kits that we carry in the store.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people like to go from Shasta and our surrounding area to
yeah.
Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to carve out a week-long event, we can actually go to tasteofhumboldt.com now and sign up for the Taste of Humboldt newsletter that we're going to start sending out here pretty soon. I'm looking forward to this, Jessica.
Me too. I can't wait to just spend the whole week like eating everything in sight.
Make sure you get your. Make sure you find the perfect pair of stretch pants.
If that's not heaven, I don't want to go.
You know what I love over there is the oyster shooters. I mm-hmm. love the oyster shooters, man. Right off the BBQ,
mm-hmm.
man. A little Tabasco, a little twist of lime, a pinch of salt, and
yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, well, that's definitely what we're known for here. We're such a prolific producing area. Like, I've never loved oysters more than living here. And it's a good thing, too, because I get to do judging at Oyster Fest usually, and I basically am just downing, like, 36 oysters.
So how do you sign up for that?
It's hard work. <Yeah. laughs>
may know some people.
I think it's just nepotism. People are like, I have friends in high oyster places, I guess.
oyster places.
The pearl.
The pearl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, well, it's kind of funny because, the whole oyster thing is another one of those industries that I had no clue about.
But it's huge.
But once we started digging into Oyster Fest and everything that goes along with it, and then you look at it from a state level, and then you look at it from a national level, an international level, like the whole oyster business is crazy. It's a multi-layered, huge business. I had no clue.
Well, The oyster production in Humboldt is a gem of the world. I mean, it's one of the few that, you know, starts from breeding at infancy and to maturity, but they produce stock that they can actually transport almost anywhere in the world because the water isn't contaminated. So, you know, a lot of the seafood stocks and things that people raise aren't necessarily able to go to other countries and go into their waterways, mm-hmm. you know, because of contamination. And Humboldt's Bay is one of the ones that is still clean and they can actually ship their products for...
World renowned.
Yeah, for, propagating other starter cultures and stuff in other parts of the world.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that, James. Thank you for clarifying.
I got that information from Captain Sebastian.
So Captain Sebastian. So hey, if you're listening and you're writing, you're on Facebook already, signing up for Shasta Christmas and Reading Buzz and all that kind of stuff. Make your way over to the Humboldt Foodie Group, right? Mm-hmm. Join the Foodie Group.
Yep, and
sign up for the Foodie Group and. Through Taste of Humboldt, we're starting to highlight some of the amazing people, some of the amazing chefs, and some of the restaurants that we've been going to. And you know, you may want to pop over there a few times before the Taste of Humboldt starts.
I think we do too.
Yeah,
I think we're going to take a few more day trips.
I was about to say Buzz Humboldt day trip.
I'm wondering, Jessica, if you can maybe just call out a few maybe like lesser known gems, hole in the wall places, just to put them on the map for us so I can take notes of them right now.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Absolutely. Those are, like, the best places. Let's see. Vista Del Mar is one of my favorite bars. They've got a pool. Well, they used to have a pool table. I don't know if they still have it. I think they may have taken it away. But their food is really what you got to go there for. What else? The Lighthouse Grill that we mentioned. It's amazing. Sushi Blue is incredible. It's some of the best sushi I've ever had. I've been very fortunate to eat sushi all over the world, and this is totally unique. It's avant-garde. It still pays homage to tradition, but it's very unique, and I totally recommend Sushi Blue to anybody. Mm.
One
great.
More was 5'11".
5'11".
Yes, 5'11". It's the chef there is amazing. His name is Josh Wiley. He grows some of the produce in his backyard. He gets veggies at the farmer's market, which is behind the restaurant. I mean, it's just incredible. And he's making some of the most delicious food. It's innovative. It's comforting. It's local. It's sustainable. I'm just a huge fan of good quality fine dining that was grown like right where I live.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just joined.
I'm joining.
Jessica,
I got the phone
now. Jessica approved you to join the.
No, it says that I am waiting for approval.
Oh, okay.
I have just approved you. Welcome to my group.
Thank you. It says that if you live close to Humboldt County, are we close enough?
We definitely have a few members that are from Mendocino, from Trinity, from Lake County. We definitely like to be inclusive because we are hoping, you know, for more tourists to come here and enjoy our county.
Oh, yeah. Right. Definitely got some Shasta fans out here.
Awesome. Well, yeah, Jessica, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll be talking about Taste of Humboldt on a semi-regular basis here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have
Thanks,
a good night.
Jessica.
And we'll be
thank
right
you.
Back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Jason has the radio voice. You want to lead us in here, Jason?
Yeah. Follow me now.
Reading book. Come on, Jay. Do it. Do now. It. Do it. This is your time.
To be real.
Real.
To be real. Got to be real.
Hey, that was pretty good.
You know what? I should go live if we can act like that.
So, Jason, in a previous life, were you like a radio announcer or something?
Definitely.
Because you definitely had a voice.
I practice voices, though, all the time. Like
this radio voice. Know. I
well,
obviously
yeah.
was
probably
a,
because
I was a black
voice
woman.
In my head.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, the reason he's so good at voices is there's multiple people talking in that head of his.
Yeah, right?
Don't ignore him. Anyway.
I'm not a psychologist, sorry.
It's amazing what a little button will do and get so much booty moving in one place.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Booty moving?
Yeah, every one of us was moving and working.
Go join the Facebook page now.
Why do you keep on saying booty?
Tag.
It's a good thing this is only a one-hour show.
We can't get into too much trouble.
So why are you sleeping on your birthday?
He's asking.
He's like, what do you want me to do? You guys aren't funny.
No, I'm not going to make up something funny. We're going to sing to you.
We're going
to
sing.
He's upset because he's 32 and still single.
32.
Damn, man.
I'm 29 and single. We live together, so.
Roast me on the radio.
Wow. What a birthday present for that guy.
Well, that sounds like another Facebook group, 32 and Single.
Yeah. It's an app that's coming out.
Somebody can help you out with a Facebook group and get it going, and who knows?
Yeah.
Right? This being ready.
I just
here, watch your back.
Watch my back.
Yeah. Okay, so last segment here.
Say warm water in the hand at night.
No, he'll just rip
frozen underwear
sure
in the
you
freezer.
Have that seven-second delay button. There you go.
We're getting into uncharted territory.
We have too much fun when we get them on this show.
So we have the Reading Buzz crew here, as if you didn't know that already. Kind of a rowdy bunch. So any new places that you guys have been discovering here in?
Well, there's other places popping up. Like there's going to be a steakhouse, I heard. Now, this is a rumor. Rumor has it. Okay.
Rumor has it.
Sounds like a song. Rumor.
It is.
Yeah. It is a
Adele.
Song.
Yeah. I told you, you have to do a bite. Where rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Rumor has it.
Steakhouse is going in where Shameless O'Leary's used to be.
Mm.
And then I heard another rumor
that
next door to that used to be Johnny's.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be another, well, okay, I'm going to stop right there.
Lounge.
Yeah, but you can't end the sentence with, it's going to be another.
Well, probably something, you know, so you did eat, another restaurant maybe.
Did it change? Because what I heard, the one that used to be Johnny's was going to be turning into a lounge by the gentleman that owns, what is it, Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
we're on the same page.
These are just rumors, James.
I'm trying to put under the guidelines of a rumor, James. You're wrecking the moment here.
I know the business or the building manager.
Oh. There you go.
There you go.
But power down. Those are rumors, though, but we actually have two really good restaurants. One's open right now.
Well, yeah.
Thai House, right?
The Thai House on Cherm Creek.
Yeah.
Great place. Isn't there, like, chef, like, from Thailand?
Yeah, let me talk about that real briefly.
So that used to be Sailing Boat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's already open.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like curry, but...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I'm telling you what, that curry over there...
You see, I have a beautiful pond in my backyard that's all curry.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, it is that good. The curry is really good. It's an eye roller, what I call eye roller.
But okay, so tell us more. Thai House.
To do a shout out before they opened. They're still working. They had me come in. They sat down. They actually, the chefs actually fixed the dinner for me. I didn't know if I told you that, Brandon, but they actually fixed a dinner. I mean, and everything's still under construction cleanup. They actually cleared everything off.
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah. I need to know everything.
Yeah. No, I do that a lot. I think I have ADD and ADHD. But anyway, they made me sit down and they made this huge meal. The curry was like, and they asked me, what's your favorite meal? I love curry chicken. I love pho too. You know, so they fixed the curry for me. It was really good. Seriously, it was like, oh man, you guys have something here.
Mm.
Yeah, and I had extra spicy sticker. Too.
So
extra
this is good bumper sticker. What the pho?
Be careful there, but
wait, James.
But it's like you were telling me, it's like authentic. Like the chef like trained at like the University of Thailand. Like these recipes are like. Authentic
UFT,
exactly. The University of Thailand.
So, someone that teaches at University from Thailand actually gave the recipes to the Thai House, and that's what they told me. And so, it's like it's authentic recipes from.
I wonder
Thailand.
How late they're open.
Yeah,
I may actually have to make my way.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's
make
a must.
My way down.
Are they open?
They are already? Right now. Yes.
No, but I mean,
you're like right now, this very second.
Do they deliver?
Yeah, to see if they're on.
So I was going to do a live stream there the following day,
right? Well, when they opened, it was like in 2 days before they opened, and they said, please don't do that.
Yeah, too busy.
Too many people.
Yeah, too many people. Too many people. It's like, you know.
We don't need help yet. Wait till the lull comes.
Yeah, wait till they get. They had like 8 chefs in there being trained, getting ready for, you know.
And who owns it? Is it, do you know?
Because
it used to be, didn't it used to be Sailing House?
Are all the acronyms boat. Kicking in at the same time?
I think you know, Julie, yes, they are.
I thought it was a Charmaine's family or a parent that owned Sweet Spot. Didn't they used to run Sailing Boat?
Well, yeah.
And then they sold it.
Yeah, George and his wife used to own it, and then they sold it.
Did they sell the?
Yeah, they sold that.
Building. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the guy that owns that drive through shop. Out in Palisado there, where you, by Foothill.
Oh.
What's
Poppy's?
Is it Poppy's?
They do Mexican-Chinese?
Yeah. That's him. He owns it.
Okay, cool.
Chris is his name. Yeah. It's coming to me now.
We lived on Poppy's for years when my kids were going to Reading Christian or Foothill. That's where you
that was the place.
Drive by in the morning and get a burrito, egg burrito, and then drive on at night and get like a you know, box of Chinese.
They spent a lot of money on that place, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm. So what else? Anything else?
Yeah, like Garrett was saying, it's the Wing Spot.
Wing Spot's opening up.
Friday.
Yep, this Friday.
It's called Wing Spot?
Yeah, not Wing Stop, Wing Spot.
Yeah, Wing Spot.
Yes.
Where's that?
And it's on Lake Boulevard, next door to Lake Appliance, and between Lake Appliance and the pet grooming store there on the right-hand side as you head west. It is. I mean, they say we want you to come in and try their
the Wing Spot next to the pet store. That's out of birds.
No.
How did you come up with that?
Okay, Wing Spot. What do they have there? Chicken wings?
Yeah,
pizza store. Yeah. Pizza and burritos.
It's like the pet store has birdless wing, wingless birds.
Legless birds. Well, yeah, wingless and legless birds.
Why? It's like, they have these wings that are so hot, I guess, that you, like, they're like 4 different, like the ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper, and they say that hardly anybody could eat them.
Well, you've eaten
and
those peppers,
like,
so.
Well, yeah, but I about die, too.
I say you do the challenge. Do it. I'll do it with you. I'll do it with you.
I seriously would have to be hospitalized, because I'm...
I want Brandon to do the challenge.
Just no way. Yeah. I have a hot Dorito, and I'm like on the couch going, somebody get me milk.
Well, hey, you now have ice cream. You now have access to ice cream, right? So you'll be okay. Here.
My kids can do it. I cannot.
No, nope. I love heat, so I say we do the challenge. Let's do it, you and me.
I'll watch.
Come on.
We'll come and live stream it for you.
Yeah.
You want to do it on the air?
I don't know, man.
We'll have 2 live streams ready to go. One there and one in the hospital.
I mean, those last peppers I ate, it just about killed me. It's like, oh, I'm done.
And then,
but apparently, it's good for you, though.
I've heard mixed reviews.
How?
I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard it's like, yeah.
How's it when you're dying when, you know, like James saying, you're on the couch going, ha, drink
milk. Well, you know, as Britt Hart would say, you know, you got to be... on your survival toes, right?
Yeah, survival.
So what else you got?
Crumble?
Well crumble. We have Crumble Cookies opening up on the 16th, 17th. Oh, thank you.
That's my 17th.
They're opening up. Crumble Cookies opening up.
They're finally opening?
Yeah. Yes. And they said that they might even have Buzz in there to be there filming when they open the doors to the public. So
that'd
guys,
be fun.
That would
be fun.
Wouldn't that be really awesome? And have a bunch of cookies.
Like the
in.
Apple
you,
store.
You get to try the first 3 dozen.
Well, I don't know if you would want. Have you seen those cookies? They're huge.
So they're the size of pizza.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's like huge.
Are you guys talking about Crumble?
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge cookie.
Huge cookie. And make cookies great again. Love them, good people. They love me. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Absolutely amazing. Great people, Crumble Cookie.
Great. I'm telling you what, the Crumble Cookie is.
Have you had them?
Sick. Oh, yeah. The cookies are insane.
Did you say in a good way, sick or bad way?
No, sick in a good way.
Sick meaning good.
I'm sure glad you
they can make you sick,
that,
though.
Well, with this group,
you
do need to clarify.
Yeah, that helps.
Because James really was talking about booty pull, whatever it was. I mean,
whoa.
Careful
then.
Whoa. 7 seconds.
All right, so as we wind down... We have 2 minutes.
Let's just stop it right here. No.
We're just very lucky that we didn't have to push that 7-second button.
Yeah.
7 seconds.
Great.
So we're growing.
Yep.
Yeah, we're growing.
Reading Buzz is growing.
Brandon? I mean,
yeah, the channel's been growing very well. We, you know, thanks to all the followers that have been supporting us along the way, the small businesses that have been supporting us. We, you know, just really love what everybody's doing. We're looking to just keep building out more content, keep trying to release even more of the premium, higher quality video content that's been dripping out slowly. We're looking for more excuses to be able to go do that. We also want to do more day trips to some of the surrounding areas. We started to travel up to North Siskiyou, Yreka area, a lot more. We're looking to make more trips down to Humboldt now, especially after
Humboldt.
Talking to Jessica.
Sure. Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. And,
well,
and
we know people
down to Chico. We're looking to kind of just tour around the area. So we also want to just reach out to the people there and just say if there's any places that you want us to visit.
Send us a message.
Yeah, please just let us know. Give us the tips on those good spots.
Jolly good.
Ready, Buzz?
Yep.
Nigel,
that's it.
James.
Nigel, James,
Joey.
Ready, Buzz.
Happy birthday,
everybody.
Brendan.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Brendan. Time to wake up.
Yeah. Time to go.
Thank
time
you
to
very
wake
much.
Up.
Keep the buzz
and,
going.
We'll see you next week. So we're going to do this every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, every
let's
two
do
weeks.
It.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's no one above you. You are the sun. You are the rain. It makes my life this foolish thing. You need to know I love you so. And I'd do it all again and again. Whoa. 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 Yeah, yeah.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.